Thank you so very much for calling, Terry.
Yeah, hi Josh, how are you?
I am all good, Terry. How about yourself?
I'm okay, thank you.
I was just calling you a while ago, and also I was just drafting the message to inform you of the concern that you raised. So let me have a word with you on that. So the concern that you raised regarding the cover is not finalized as of yet. So the team, they only wanted to indicate and show that they can have the image of the grandmother replaced. So they just wanted to inquire if that perfectly fits or if there are any changes to that particular thing that you require. That was one thing that the team wanted to know. And also regarding the text that is being used, that is going to be changed because obviously it's a children's book and illustration, an illustrative book. So the text would be aligned matching the content of the book. So that is something that I personally will have it catered. And I just got back with having a meeting with my team as well.
Okay, so I can do what you sent me on the cover using Canva and make it just and look as good as what you, I mean, all your team did was take some clip art from inside the book and put it on the cover. I can do that.
I personally will make sure that the next revision that you get, you're getting a complete different sample and you're satisfied with the illustrations that we're sending. So I personally will be having a word with them as well. I personally, when I reviewed this as well, I just thought of these minor changes that they did and that you're absolutely right. But the revisions that I'm going to send to you, you're going to be liking those. So just allow me some time. I'll have the two covers prepared. Instead of sending you one cover, I'm going to have them prepare two different covers that matches the whole context of the book, and you'll be liking that. You have my word.
Okay, and then you asked me, so I'm glad you're saying that, Josh, because honestly, I was almost like, when I say it doesn't look that good, it looks bad.
Absolutely, absolutely. See, what you're trying to say, I completely agree with your point. Because how good this book is and how the whole text is, that's the text that is obviously ruining the whole context of the book. I personally will have this taken care of and I'll have it designed accordingly.
Okay, and so then as far as the internal part of the book, you asked me about the white, you know, that I have on some of the pages.
Yes, exactly.
I personally think it looks really good, but I'm a little bit worried, like, where will the copyright page go? Because the way I designed it is so that those pages that have white are white all the way across the left page and the right page. Does that make sense to you?
So just need a little bit insight and clarification on this, because how usually these books are created, the copyright page, it usually goes on either the first page or the last page. But could you give me a brief more clarification of how you would like that to be incorporated?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't care either way whether we copyright the front or the back. It doesn't matter to me. But what I'm worried about is when we add a copyright page, if you were to go through the book that I ordered through Canva, so I have a hard copy of the book, where you have those white, you know, the white areas on the pages, they match the left side and the right side when you open the book fully open.
I got your point.
So if we mess up on the pages, we're going to have to play around a lot with that. So let's think about what's easier so we don't have to do that in terms of copyright page. Because I have a hard copy of the book. It looks really nice when the white goes straight across the page from the left page to the right page. It looks stupid if the left page has white and the right page has all the background. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, that absolutely makes sense. I got your point that the white pages, they need to be aligned next to each other, because obviously when you're reading the book, it needs to match and give that whole proper look that both of the pages would look same of the similar theme. I got your point. So what we can do is...
And then... Go ahead. Go ahead.
So what we can do is, along with the copyright page, if we go this way, we can add one copyright page. And if there is a page that needs to be added on next to that, just to make sure that we don't ruin the whole format of the book just like that, we can include some image or an additional page that can either discuss about you as an author or give a brief idea about you. So we can have that added as well, just like at the start of the page, if required. so we can play
okay,
it that way.
Okay, and I mean,
well.
I could do a dedication page. There's a lot of choices we can do.
Yep.
I just
yep.
don't want to mess up that formatting. And then my other question to you was, did you change or recommend any changes to the story itself?
Okay, our team of writers reviewed the content as well, but there were no changes required because obviously the way the book is written, it absolutely justifies everything. They went through the editing and everything the way it's written. So for children, this place, this is something like it's already done. And as you discussed on the first call as well, that you spend a lot of time just working on these texts itself. So the teams went through that as well, and that is there's no particular change that the team would recommend for this as a children's book.
Okay. So the editing part of this on your end has been very easy.
Yep. So editing is something that I will be taking care of right now. I will be having a word with my team on two things that we discussed right now. One is the copyright page, how we have to adjust that. And second would be the book cover. I'll have two covers prepared, and I'll share them with you. And just one more thing that I want to ask you is, could you just let me know that if my team is working on a brand new cover, keeping these characters in mind, would you want them to keep the color scheme the same as you have inside your book, or they can play with any color scheme as long as it's complementing the internal pages?
Well, I mean, I like the back. I like that I use the color that I'm using as the background on the pages as the cover in the back of the book. I think it just pulls it all together.
Got your point.
So I like that background. But if you wanted to do one with it and one that's complementary for me to look at, I'm happy to look at that. But you know, Josh, I wish you had a copy of my book in your hand because Canva already produced a hard copy of this book. I paid a lot of money for it, but it is a really, really nice, high-quality book with the cover that I did. Now, when you and I talked about the grandma on the front, mm-hmm. I was thinking that, first of all, maybe I don't have to have a grandma and the grandson on the front. I don't know. That was just what I chose because I thought it made sense. But what I talked to you about was changing the face of the grandma on the front to match the face of the grandma in the book.
That's not
what you guys did. You just clipped out a picture from in the book and put it on the cover. I can do that too, and I can probably do it easier in Canva because I have the original design, right?
Design, yep, absolutely. I got your point. It's just that the team might be confused at that point where they had to play with files. But since we are clear on this now, I personally will make sure that the next revision that you're getting, you're surely going to be liking that cover. So one is going to be based on what you just said, that using the theme that you have used, and one is something that I'm going to have my team do on their own based on their creative thinking and everything, considering all these factors in mind so that it complements the book as well. So I will be reaching out to you with all these revised files, keeping everything in mind. One more thing that I would want to ask from you is, how would you like to go ahead with the back cover so that I can have my team work on that too simultaneously so that we get this done quickly as well?
So the back cover to me should just be a plain version of the front cover.
Okay. So
the back
doesn't
need to have it.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. What are you going to ask me?
Yep. So it's just going to be like a blank page. It's going to be just a crystal clear page, right? That's what you said?
Well, it's exactly the same background as I have on the front. It just doesn't have any text or diagrams on it. It's just a nice, clean background. So the difference between my cover and my back and the pages inside is the transparency on the pages inside is 69% and the transparency on the front and back are 100%. So it's just a background that I chose from Canva, and that's what I did for the front and the back of the book. So that kind of cloudy looking black background with the multicolors in it, that's just a background from Canva.
Okay, sounds great. I will have all these things catered, and I will be having a meeting right after this call, I'm going to have a word with my team so that they can start working on this, and I'll be getting back to you with the revised file as soon as I get them. Just one more thing, that in case I have anything else required from your end, just like we discussed, that if we add the copyright page and if the formatting goes here and there, we would need to add an extra page to make sure that both of the pages get aligned together. So I might ask you for either your dedication content or either about yourself so that we can include on it on that extra page. So I'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, and I'd like to see where that's going to go on the book and what the format of the copyright page is. And what we're, you know, that was one of the things I talked to Haley about when I decided to hire you guys was, you know, I'm kind of confused about copyright page. I want to make it look right and professional and all that. So I'd like to see where your name is going to go on it as the publishers, you know, where the Terry Long copyright 2023, is there going to be other things that said all rights reserved, those kinds of, you know, legal things that go on the copyright page. I'd like to see that.
Sure thing. I will, when I share the next file with you, I'll have the copyright page included in that. And also I will add the next page as well if required from your end. So I would just reach out to you a day before asking about the content for either dedication or about yourself that I would need to include in your book if needed. So I'll keep you updated on that. All right?
Okay. So just one more thing. From my perspective, all you've done so far for me, I'm not complaining, is you have made sure that my book doesn't need editing because it's good, and you have then created a cover that I clearly don't like, but you're going to fix, and that's it so far. And you guys have had over a week, right? We've been working together?
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Okay. All right. I obviously want to get my money's worth on this, and I want to see that you're helping me. I mean, I knew I had a good product to start with. I knew that. And I'm very excited about you getting it advertised on platforms, and I'm glad we changed the format to 8x8. I'm thinking you just used my 8x8 file because I don't see that you did anything different, right?
We had the files
already.
I mean,
my 8.5 by 8.5. You used my file. That's what you've got. That's what you got back to me, right?
Nope. The file that I shared, that is the file that my team worked on, because my team was already working on these files. So what my team particularly does is they need to make sure as well that when they're uploading these files on publishing platforms as well, the images quality and all these things are not compromised. So yes, it could be possible that both of the files, obviously, because you have adjusted the size on your end as well, so they might be the same, obviously.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking. Okay,
but
so how long, Josh, before I hear from you again?
I will be reaching out to you. I will be having a meeting with them. I'll be updating you and sharing the revised file within 2 to 3 business days as soon as I have it. And I either might get the book cover within 1 to 2 business days. So as soon as I get that, I'll have it shared with you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.